You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Isaiah, chapter 23 and verse 18. Her gain and her pay will be set apart for the Lord. It will not be treasured nor laid up, for her gain will be for those who dwell before the Lord, to eat sufficiently and for fine clothing. Now, if you look at this text, the Lord is talking about two categories of people: those who do not dwell before the Lord and those who dwell before the Lord. The emphasis we want to give here is that it is possible to dwell before the Lord, and we should dwell before the Lord. When you have a child, a little child, when that child is playing, is running, that child assumes that he or she is free. She's enjoying herself or himself, doing, going up and down. But the eyes of the parent are on her. You are watching if she wants to fall. You are watching if she wants to touch something that is dangerous, because the child can't recognize danger. So when the child suddenly wants to slip or touch something like fire, like electricity, as parent, you immediately respond and remove the child. Why? Because your eyes were on that child all along. Basically, that child was playing before you. There is a sense like that in which we dwell before the Lord. And that has two implications. On the side of God, what that means is that God is watching our steps, is watching our path. As a father, he will not allow us to head into the pit. He will always respond. So we can be rest assured that the eyes of the Lord are on them that fear him. On our side also is the consciousness that the King of Kings sees everything we are doing. Anybody that is dwelling before the Lord will be conscious that even in their heart, they are not going against the Lord. If you are only conscious of how you behave in the presence of men, what that means is that you are not living before the Lord. You are living before men. But we have been called to live before God. When you live before God, when you are before men, your conduct and attitude will be determined by your consciousness of the God whom you are living before his presence. You'll be so much conscious of the presence of the Lord that you are careful of your actions, of what you say, of what you do, because you know for a reality that the Lord is watching. And you want to please the Lord. You want to do his will. Many people are not conscious of this kind of presence of God in their lives. That's why you think you need a private place to do some things. There is nothing private when you are living in the presence of the Lord, including your motive. In fact, you will be asking yourself, what is my motive? It's no longer, you see, sometimes you are still at the level of, will this please the Lord or not? Is this right or is this wrong? But those who dwell in the presence of the Lord, they are asking themselves, Lord, what is my motive? They may do something that is good, that is godly, that looks all right on the surface. But if the motive deep down the soul of man is not right, they know. And they would rather not do that. And people will be wondering why they wouldn't do it, because other people think it's good. But they know. They want even their motive, their thought, and the intent of their heart to be pleasing to God. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.